Hank, were you surprised by this?
Yes, I was very surprised. Felt like I had a great camp with the Giants, and like, you know, I know how the NFL works, but you know, to wake up and to get the call that I was going to be cut, and I was actually in the process. The Giants wanted to put me on their practice squad, and my agent had been talking with the Dolphins, and if anything, like, I thought I was going to go and down Miami and be on their 53-man roster, and you know, I actually had signed my papers to stay here in New York, and the guy came back, and he was like, you're going to Philadelphia. And I was like, okay. And I was just really caught off guard by that.
Does it help that you were here a couple of years ago and you have some familiarity with a lot of the people, coaches, and that kind of thing?
Yes, definitely so. Spags is the predecessor of Jim and his defense, and being in the defense going on my third year. Like, that's the only defense that I know. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, I can contribute more than I could my rookie year there and have some more experience under my belt. So, I look forward to being back there.
Tank, how amazing was just the Super Bowl run?
It was an amazing ride just to win, you know, 11 straight road games, and just the way we did it, we went to Tampa. You know, we go to Dallas and the Green Bay, and, you know, to go to the Super Bowl and to be 13-point underdogs, and, you know, just to, you know, to bring it home, and I could say that I'm a world champion. I have great company with a lot of, you know, people that are way bigger and better than I am, and yet, like, I have something that, you know, some great athletes still don't have, and that's the Super Bowl championship. So it was just an amazing ride, and it was – Couldn't end it a better way than what it did.
How funny do you find it that those guys claim McDougal after he's released and you end up here?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
You find it ironic at all that they got the Eagles or the Giants claim McDougal after he gets released by these guys and then you end up here after?
It's so ironic. You know, I didn't know that. I'm watching TV, and I see Jerome McDougal signs with the Giants, and I was like, what? You know, when did this happen? You know, and I was telling my girl, it was kind of like we're just flip-flopping. Like, they're taking me, and, you know, the Giants are getting McDougal. So, yeah, I don't know. This is a weird business. Like I said, I've only been in the NFL 3 years. Yeah, every year something happens to where I'm like, whoa, where did this come from?
Hey, Tank, what kind of fit do you think? I mean, you were here with Jerome 2 years ago. What kind of fit do you think he'll be? Obviously, they lost Trahan to retirement. They lost OC to the injury. Well, how do you think he'll fit in up there?
Honestly, I think he'll do fine here. You know, for what I remember about McDougal, man, a high motor guy. You know, he's gonna come off the edge. You know, so I think he'll be able to contribute. Like I say, the schemes that Jim and Coach Spags run are very similar. And, you know, we ask our ends to blitz. We ask them to drop.